Welcome back to week, the third edition of the Fantasy with the Boys podcast. I'm Matt Martin, here with my co-host, Jimmy Zingaro and Michael David. And this week, we have a very special guest. We're here with history teacher, Mr. Marlies. Thank you for coming on the show.
Welcome, Marlies.
Thank you for having me, boys.
All right, as always, we're going to start it off this week with our normal first segment, recapping last week's week of the NFL. So, Jimmy, where would you like to start this week?
All right, we'll start talking with the top performers from last week. At number one, we have CeeDee Lamb with 36 fantasy points. He had 9 receptions, 149 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Second, we had Derrick Henry, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 receptions for 13 yards, with 35.6 fantasy points. And Cooper Kupp, who we played against in the draft,
we did,
with 9 receptions, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns, giving him 34 fantasy points.
Did not bode well for us.
No, not at all. We'll talk about the draft a little bit later, but to begin, the first thing I want to talk about is a little flashback from, you know, the good old days. Ravens running backs, Latavius Murray, Le'Veon Bell, and Devontae Freeman all getting touchdowns for the Ravens against the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like it's 2016 again.
It's definitely a flash from the past.
Yeah, who would have thought? In that game, the Ravens did win that game over the Chargers, who, you know, had a very... They struggled on offense. They got kind of dominated. The final score ended up being 34-6. The Ravens won.
Huge disappointment.
Yeah, really. We expected big things from that game. We thought it was going to be a shootout, but the shots were only coming from one direction.
It was more of a shooting.
Can I tell you my bust of the year, who's killing my team right now in that game, is Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Williams.
Killing me.
Mike Williams taking that over. Wide receiver one in Los Angeles right now. Yeah, that's Keenan Allen. I know in our league, Mike Irmo has Keenan Allen, and he was very disappointed. He went for the Keenan Allen stack, and he's very disappointed with Keenan Allen as well.
Yeah, not good, not good. Mike Williams, like you guys said, he's coming out of nowhere. Justin Herbert really likes him. He's getting a lot of targets, and he's definitely a deep threat in that Chargers offense. So,
but the problem is, last week he just couldn't. Williams been getting it done all season, but not last
Nothing
week.
Ended
with 3.4 fantasy points. It was just the whole offense was just down bad. Eckler ended with less than 10. Herbert, low week. It was just bad for the Chargers offense.
Herbert, 22 for 39 on his completions. That's very unlike Justin Herbert.
Unlike Justin Herbert, for sure. All right, the next game we're going to be talking about is the Seahawks game. The Seahawks lost to the Steelers because of the last play of the game, the DK Metcalf.
Oh, my God.
They call it the hero play, the controversy. DK Metcalf, I don't know if you guys didn't see it, caught a ball on the sideline, and instead of running out of bounds, giving them time to kick a field goal, he tried to go upfield, fumbled the ball, landed in bounds, and they were down, couldn't fight the ball. Game ended. Seahawks lost by 3. What's your guys' opinion on
what
that?
What is he thinking?
I think, like, he's trying to do too much.
He's honestly, I really like DK Metcalf, but he's just kind of turning into a muscular Juju Smith-Schuster for me. It's
like, yeah.
He's just making really bad decisions recently.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Speaking of 2016, how about a Geno Smith shout-out?
Oh, yeah. Geno. He came in the week before. He did pretty good. Threw an interception to lose the game, but I don't really think that was his fault. Geno, welcome back, Geno, because of the Russ injury. Funny. Okay, the next game we have the Titans versus the Bills. Expected to be the game of the week. Not actually game of the week, but expected to be a really good game. And it was. 34-31. The Titans come out on top. Josh Allen was balling. Derrick Henry was balling. It was a good game.
You know, really a
statement game from both teams.
We said this last week, too. Derrick Henry is incredible. I think undoubtedly at this point, he cemented himself as the best running back in the NFL. No questions asked.
In this game, 245-pound Derrick Henry ran 22 miles per hour, which set an NFL record for that weight.
That's just insane.
Imagine trying to tackle that.
You think Derrick Henry's the GOAT? Not the GOAT, the best running back in the league right now, Marlies?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if you're talking fantasy football, maybe and it's PPR, maybe you go a different direction. But if you're talking the NFL, yeah, he's the guy that you want running the ball. I saw a thing. Who would you rather tackle Derrick Henry or get tackled by Myles Garrett?
Oh, that's a good debate. I'm saying
a good debate.
I'm going Derrick Henry. I'd rather, Myles Garrett.
At least try to tackle Derrick Henry. Because Myles Garrett running at you, you know he's not going to let you get away. At least Derrick Henry, you can maybe like get away with a little shoulder to shoulder.
I might pull up on that QB slide when Myles Garrett gets away. Nope. Take a knee.
What do you think as a linebacker, Mayo? You trying to tackle Derrick Henry or are you taking a hit from Myles Garrett?
I feel like meeting up in the A-gap with Big Fella wouldn't go my way.
Not at all. All right, next game is the Cardinals stay undefeated with receivers A.J. Green and Christian Kirk both scoring touchdowns and getting 18 fantasy points apiece. It's nice to see the Cardinals getting everyone involved, not just D-Hop. Their offense, they're just looking dangerous, their offense and their defense. I think arguably the best, like top three defense, maybe not best, Bills defense looking really good.
Sad day too. Acquiring the Cardinals' Zach Ertz from the Eagles, I was wrong. I don't know if you guys saw it, but in practice he had that Eagles wristband on his hand.
You'd love to see that as an Eagles
really
fan.
Do.
Yeah. I think the Cardinals are looking really good, though. Addition to Ertz is just another weapon to the offense behind Kyler Murray, who's one of the craftiest players in the league right now, and defense that's just locking down right now. Yeah, you think they're the best team in football, or you think it's just the record?
I think 100% they're the best team in football right now. I think the Rams could definitely compete with them, too, though. That division up there, the NFC West with the Rams.
Best division by far. Mayo, what do you think? Cardinals best team in the league, or it's just the record?
I mean, don't sleep on the Cowboys.
Cowboys? As an Eagles fan, you're saying the Cowboys are the best in the league?
I can't deny it. You go up and down their roster, it's stud after stud after stud.
I agree. I mean,
can't argue that.
Marlies, what do you think? Cardinals best team?
Nah. I still got the Bills. Even though they lost last week, I think the Bills are still head and shoulders.
I definitely
the best team.
That.
Cardinals in the NFC, yes. In the league, still got to prove it for me. From a fantasy perspective, though, you brought up Christian Kirk and A.J. Green, and that's kind of a scary thing playing these guys because even D-Hop, like there's weeks where D-Hop's not getting the ball, and it's just one of those teams right now that works for the NFL but doesn't always work for fantasy.
A good fantasy team, I would say, is like the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you're getting. Although you said Keenan Allen, and I agree, is a little disappointing. He's still wide receiver two range where you have to start him every week, but they got weapons all over.
Like Devontae Adams is a fan. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's a beast for the NFL and fantasy.
And you go with the Packers in that realm because you know he's going to get targets.
Exactly.
Yeah, you never really know. Like, obviously, D-Hop's the one you look to, but every single week a different Cardinals receiver seems to be going off. But with the Packers, it's obviously going to be Devontae.
200 yards 2 weeks ago from Devontae Adams. That man's
crazy.
You mentioned the Cowboys being your best team. What's your guys' opinion on Trayvon Diggs? You think he's the best corner right now?
By far, best
personally.
Best season by a corner since Darrell Revis.
I'll let you continue on that. But personally, I'm saying no. I think he makes risk. I think he's definitely top five, but I don't think he's the best because I think he makes big plays and he has two touchdowns. But I feel like giving up that many yards and being like, sometimes you got to play your job. You got to read it right. Like
seven picks in six games. See, does not
you watch that game back though. As soon as he had that pick six at the end of the game, came right back, got burnt for 75 yards. Yeah. And he got interviewed about it after the game, and he said, I'll do better next time. I fell asleep. He owned up to it.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're the best corner in the league. You don't let that happen.
Definitely respect him as a player.
Yeah. That was a rough play for him.
I definitely got Jalen Ramsey over Trayvon Diggs, though.
So here's my story on that. I texted Mr. Manlove, who we all know is a big Cowboys fan, and said, Diggs running away with defensive player of the year when he has that pick six. He responds, 2 minutes later, you spoke too soon. Sorry. You know, it ended up working out for him, but at the time, it didn't look good.
The final game we're going to be talking about in the first segment is going to be the Packers versus the Bears. Packers winning 24-14. Story of the game, everyone probably heard about it. It's Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you, I always have owned you, and I always will own you. To the Chicago Bears.
He is letting it be known.
He is the man. Imagine being a Bears fan and him saying that to you. He said that he saw a girl in the stands giving him the double bird, so he had to let him know. But you think Aaron Rodgers, definitely owns the Bears.
He does, for sure.
Great to see a quarterback with that kind of mindset on the field. You know, going out there and saying what he wants. Yeah. You don't see that a lot in this league.
Love it. I'm definitely for Aaron Rodgers. I think he's top three of our time for sure.
I love Aaron Rodgers.
Top three of our time?
Of our time for sure. Maybe top three all time for sure.
Top.
Because he's Brady. Brady's over him.
Yeah, Brady's over him. But just like skilled quarterbacks.
You got him.
Top three all time.
You've seen a lot of good quarterbacks. But what do you think of Aaron Rodgers? Where he ranks him on? Let's say, hypothetically, Brett Favre.
You want me to compare him to Brett Favre?
Yeah, I do.
Man, it's funny because I'm looking across the room, you know, and Favre is a little bit more my generation. So Favre was, in the league when I was your guy's age. So he was the guy that I saw doing that Aaron Rodgers stuff. And that's the way these GOAT conversations always go, is you usually go with the guy from your generation. Mm. I think from a technical standpoint, Aaron Rodgers is the guy, right? Like, he just has the mechanics, and he's got – but Favre was a winner. And everybody knows when they talk about Favre, they talk about he's kind of a risk taker, so he threw a lot of picks. But he was a gamer, you know, and you can't go wrong with either of them.
Yeah, I don't think Favre was very our time, but I definitely think it's hard to compare those two because of, like, the different styles of play. Aaron Rodgers, you rarely see him. I mean, he's thrown a couple of picks recently, but, like, the little amount of picks he throws is, like, definitely a plus for him and a really good, like, quarterback quality that he had, whereas, like you said, Brett Favre took more risks, but he was a winner.
Aaron Rodgers has that that ability without being able to throw picks. That man does not throw picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, getting like 4 or 5 in a season every year.
Every year.
And gunslinging like that.
Exactly.
On
that's
does he have
basis.
1 or 2 championships, Rodgers?
Let's see. I feel like it's only one, but I could be wrong.
I think it's 2. I think it's 1, I mean, yeah.
Sorry to put you guys on the spot. Yeah, like
that's not good.
Aaron Rodgers has 1 championship in 2011. Okay. Yeah, only 1
that's
championship. But. Yeah, otherwise, still a great quarterback. You have Tom Brady as your GOAT, greatest quarterback of all time.
Unfortunately. I mean, you don't want to do it, but you kind of have to.
Like him, hate him. I think it's
hard. He has to
not even
there.
It was honestly a done debate about 2 Super Bowls ago.
I agree. Okay, well, that's gonna wrap this segment up, and we'll be back in about 90 seconds with looking forward to Week 7.
Gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 282,000 high school student athletes in New Jersey have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about New Jersey high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Directors of Athletics Association of New Jersey.
And welcome back to Fantasy Football with the Boys. Obviously, as we said earlier, Matt Martin, Jimmy Zingaro, Michael David, and our special guest, Mr. Marley's. So now we're going to go into our second segment, as always, when we cover the upcoming week in the NFL. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, we got the Broncos and the Browns ready to go at it. Case Keenum versus Teddy Bridgewater tonight.
Battle
what are you guys feeling?
Battle of the Gunslingers.
He said Battle of the Gunslingers. Yeah, a lot of injuries from tonight's game. Thursday night game, we have Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, both out on the Brown side. Also, Baker Mayfield, like you said, Case Keenum getting the start tonight. It's gonna be an interesting game offensively.
Definitely
Odell
will.
Questionable, a lot of injuries. And then on the Broncos side, Teddy Bridgewater a little banged up. Jerry Jeudy obviously still out. And then we have the starts for this week. D'Ernest Johnson for the Browns. It might be a good start. They like to run the ball a lot. And like we said, both their running backs are out. And then on the Broncos side, the receivers, Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton could be 2 options if you need receivers this week because of, you know, buys and injuries and stuff.
Noah Font as well, the tight end. He was hot the past couple weeks. Definitely wouldn't surprise me if he went in and caught a couple touchdowns tonight.
He's definitely the main option over there. Dude, I got the Browns winning tonight. I'm personally not a fan of the Broncos, being a Raiders fan, especially after watching them get slapped up last week by the Raiders. Who do you got this week, Matt?
No, I'm going to take the Broncos tonight. I just think the Browns are a little too depleted right now. I think the Broncos figure a way to get this one done.
I see Case Keenum having a big game.
Yes, sir.
Case Keenum. Reminiscent of 2019 Case Keenum.
So you got the Browns?
Yeah.
How about you, Marlies?
I hate this game altogether. I don't like anything about it. I will say this. Baker Mayfield makes a good commercial.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I got nothing good to say about the man. As an NFL player, don't know him as a person. But his commercials.
Oh, they're great.
Top five.
And mowing his lawn and all that. So who do you got?
Whoever's home, I'll go with them.
Whoever is home. That would be, I think that's the Browns.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going with the Browns.
Okay, next matchup, we have the Chiefs versus Titans. Should be a very good game. Battle of best quarterback, best running back. Ooh, we can agree on that?
Yeah. Can we say best quarterback right now? Because I don't know. He's one interception away from having the equal interceptions to Zach Wilson. Obviously, in my opinion at the moment, best quarterback in the NFL, best form of quarterback in the NFL. I don't know.
Maybe not playing the best right now.
Yeah, not playing the best right
now.
Like
single season-wise?
Yeah. Like, as, like going into the season, you had to think these two are going to be best.
He's the number one.
I mean, yeah, he's a little out of form right now. He's throwing a lot of picks.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Love to see it.
Not like himself.
But, yeah, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is also out again, so Damian Williams is going to be taking his role as running back spot. And Julio Jones is also looking banged up. Not sure if he's playing on Sunday. But, yeah. I got the Titans in this one.
No way.
Personally, I think their offense, they got a lot of options. Not really using the receivers to the max potential. Ryan Tannehill not playing as good as he did last year. But I still think Derrick Henry is going to run all over this atrocious defense. So.
No, we watched what happens when the Chiefs played the Ravens a couple weeks ago, and the Ravens absolutely gassed them.
Yeah.
So with obviously Derrick Henry, best running back in the NFL, I think he has a similar performance to what he had last week against the Bills, and I definitely think the Titans come out with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Titans offense is too star-studded. Derrick Henry is going to go through that defense like a knife through butter.
Mothers, what do you think?
I'm going against you guys again. I think this is a trap game for the Titans. I think they just came off a huge win. I think they have a letdown performance. Kansas City needs this game more. So for that reason, I just think Mahomes is going to be the guy who is able to carry a team on the back, and he's going to win this game. And I'm looking at this line, and Chiefs are favored by 4.5, and I got them winning bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's tricky because for all the reasons you guys said, you could see that, but I'm actually going to say for the reasons I gave, I got the Chiefs, and I got the Chiefs big.
Yeah, being a coach, your reasoning is very good. Like you said, it's a trap game. You know what that's like being a soccer coach for many years, so like that's definitely a big trap game for the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
And the Chiefs have something to prove. I don't think no one's expecting them to be negative seven games into the season, and they can't go negative. They know they can't go negative. They're going for a Super Bowl again this year. They're supposed to be in their prime right now. They can't go negative.
Yeah, they need to win this game.
For
100%.
Sure. 100%. Exactly. They got to prove something. Next game we're going to be talking about is the Bengals versus the Ravens. Both teams have good records, 4-2 from the Bengals, 5-1 from the Ravens. Divisional matchup. The Ravens running backs, you know, it's a kind of a mess over there. Like, not a mess, because they're all getting touchdowns, but they're like, you don't know who the number one running back is. Lamar Jackson, obviously, probably going to get the most rushes again.
Probably.
Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews looking really well. And then on the Bengals side, Joe Mixon, obviously, going to be the running back this week. Jamar Chase kind of let us down in our little draft last week.
A little bit.
But we don't talk about that. We saw that block for Joe Mixon's touchdown. Should have got some fantasy points for that. But, yeah, they got three really good receivers in Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Jamar Chase. Who do you guys got? I got the Ravens in this game.
No, I'm going to take the Ravens, too.
Ravens?
I'll take the Ravens.
Mayo?
Yeah, I don't see the Bengals coming out on top. I feel like the Ravens are too hot right now.
Ravens are too hot? Yeah. Marlies, what do you think?
I want to say the Ravens, but I also want to make this interesting. Just go give a reason why to go against you, so I'll do it. I think Lamar Jackson's due for another bad game.
Yeah, one of those. I was going to say that, too.
He's been playing out of his mind, although last week he wasn't great. The running backs kind of put up, particularly the numbers from a fantasy perspective. But I think this is the game where he comes back to life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, the Cincinnati, they're a team on the rise. You got the young quarterback, the young receivers are kind of playing out of their mind right now, a little bit over their head. I think they don't have much pressure on them, and I think they go in for the upset.
Yeah, the Ravens are 4.5-point favorites, but like you said, I could definitely see another bad Lamar Jackson game.
Oh, yeah.
I think like he was unstoppable in his MVP season, but his play style, I think you can find flaws in it. I think the Bengals are very capable of finding the flaw in Lamar
Jackson. I think defenses are starting to figure him out a little bit, too. He said at the beginning of the season that he's not going to let that happen, but at the end of the day, I mean, his arm is just not as good as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah.
Like, he threw for 400 yards a couple weeks ago, but if you take away his mobile game, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Like, he definitely doesn't have, like, the arm capacity of a lot of other quarterbacks in the league, but, yeah.
And you know what? I got to go against him because that night that he threw for 400 yards, I went to sleep up, like, 30 points for the week, and I woke up like a half-point loser. And that's been the story of my fantasy season. So, not a fan right now.
It's been rough over there. All right, the next game we're going to be talking about, my game of the week. Not for necessarily the matchup reasons, but for, you know, personal reasons. Eagles versus Raiders in Las Vegas.
Blowout.
I got the Raiders, obviously. Raiders defense looking a lot better than everyone thought coming into the season. The offense has the weapons. Even under the new coach last week, they still got the job done against the division rivals. And, you know, the Eagles, I don't think, are having their best season, but they're not looking bad. But I still got the Raiders over them.
The Raiders' rush defense is weak. You know, Jalen Hurts, very mobile. Miles Sanders, he's due. Miles Sanders is due for a big game.
Hold up. Are you making a case for the Eagles right now?
100%.
Oh.
I love the Eagles in this game.
You know, the Raiders are three-point favorites, and I think it's obvious. I think the Raiders are favorites. I mean, you're probably biased as an Eagles fan.
As an Eagles fan, I like being the underdog.
I don't think... you're talking about the Raiders' rush defense being garbage, but I think the Eagles' rush defense hasn't been looking too great this season either. Josh Jacobs, probably going to get it done. Henry Ruggs, can definitely see him taking the top off the Eagles' secondary. You know, I got Raiders all the way.
Darren Waller's the difference maker in that
game.
Exactly. But I'll say this. So, the fact that the Eagles are only a three-point dog on the road tells me something, because they're a 2-4 team going to play a 4-2 team on the road. They're only a 3-point dog. So the people who know a lot more than me think this game's going to be close.
Yeah, that's true. Like we said, though, Darren Waller, he's got to be the biggest matchup problem, one of the biggest matchup problems in the league. He's tight end size, wide receiver route running, speed ability. He's just a nightmare for defenses.
I feel like with the Eagles' poor secondary in the linebacker department, I feel like they'll just try to target Waller across the middle all game. But as an Eagles fan, I'm completely biased.
Exactly.
So I'm going Birds.
I will never not take the Birds in this matchup.
Sheesh. So who you got, Miles? You got the Birds?
No.
No, you got the Raiders, though.
Look, I'm one of those real realistic Philadelphia sports fans. I don't ever get too high or too low. I try to just keep it honest. And this Eagles team, I'll be honest with you, I want them to tank. So, you know, I want to see Hurts look good, right? Mm-hmm. I want to see Hurts develop and improve. I want to see the wide receivers do the same. But ultimately, if they lose games and they're a top 8 pick, let's say, that's probably the best case scenario for the Eagles moving forward and getting us back to the promised land as quickly as possible.
Three potential first-round picks this year, too. Yeah. So I can definitely see where you're coming from there with the tank standpoint.
Like you said, with Hurts still looking good, I think the story of Mayo's fantasy team this year has been Jalen Hurts' garbage time.
It's
Jalen
insane.
Hurts in the garbage time.
It's insane.
Like you said, you were saying earlier, he goes into halftime with under or around 7 points every week and comes out with over, like, 20, around 25.
Fourth quarter rushing. Just gets the ball, runs, throws a touchdown, and I'm set.
He's really a good quarterback for fantasy. Don't know if he'll get the job done against the Raiders, though.
All right, bro.
Another injury update. We have Tyrod Taylor not going to be back this week for the Texans. They're looking very down bad in Houston. Davis Mills is a quarterback. They're 1-5. And then they play the Cardinals, who are 6-0. I think we all know who's going to win that game.
Okay. Hey, what's up with the Watson trade? Is that going through? You hear about that?
Did you see that? To the Dolphins?
Yeah. To the Dolphins? Oh, yeah. Deshaun Watson possibly going to the Dolphins. I did see that. But I also saw...
Tua's going to Washington.
Yeah.
In that trade.
Yeah. But I also did see something from the Dolphins saying that they
that
it was not true.
At the same time, though, you got to think. Tua is your starting quarterback. It's hard to play when you have a trade rumor of that size hanging over your head.
That's true.
So
they could just be... Yeah,
they could be covering up.
For sure. And then they officially said that Russ could be out till week 10, and Chris Carson could be out till week 9 for the Seahawks against the Saints this week. So Geno Smith and Alex Collins will be the running back and quarterback for this week. And yeah, and that's going to have to do it for this segment of week 7 coming up. see you in 90 seconds.
Time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Hello. Hello, and welcome back to the third segment of the Fantasy Football with the Boys podcast. I'm Matt Martin, here with Jimmy Zagara and Michael David. And thank you again to our guest this week, Mr. Marlies. So now we're going to get into most people's favorite portion of the podcast.
Definitely
fantasy
mine.
Draft. The fantasy draft against Mr. Marlies. And I think we'll start off by talking about last week. Unfortunately, we had Mr. Shivers on the... We had him on the podcast. We took another L.
He got the job done. We put up 112 points, and he put up 134 points. Big standouts in that game is... For him, I guess we'll start off with him, Justin Herbert, only getting 12 fantasy points. Yeah. No one expected that. Thought he was going to be a shootout.
That's what I thought as well.
But the Chargers offense just didn't get it done. I think he threw one touchdown to Jared Cook, and that's about it. And then he had Cooper Kupp get 35 points, which is just depressing to see when I was watching that.
Oh, yeah. It was
our side, we had Tom Brady go for 21. Wasn't terrible. Wasn't what we expected. Austin Eckler, biggest letdown of the week. For us, definitely Herbert was definitely the biggest letdown of the week, but for us, it was definitely Austin Eckler, only getting 8 fantasy points, heartbreaking, and Jamar Chase only getting 13.
It was rough to see our Rams defense, the second highest scores on our team for the week, 22. It's not never like to see that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely heartbreaking.
So now, the moment everyone's been waiting for, Mr. Marlies, you obviously had the first pick, as everybody knows. So, what are you planning on doing with the first pick this week?
I'm planning on deferring it to you guys and winning, because there's no chance I'm losing to a group of guys who named their podcast Fantasy Football with the Boys.
Dang, right at us.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
So, with the first pick, here we go. First pick for this week, Mayo. I'll let you take this.
First pick. Going down the list,
I think we're all agreeing.
Go with the big fella.
We're all agreeing.
Gotta go with the big fella.
He's going running all over him.
Too hot right now.
Derrick Henry, going to be our first pick this week. Derrick Henry against the Chiefs. It's going to be a high-scoring game. High-scoring game for the Titans equals touchdown for Derrick Henry.
Yes, it does.
Bad defense. Game script's perfect. Running backs best in the league. Got to take him first pick.
Had to be our first pick.
Marlies?
I got to admit, I'm slightly disappointed, but that's okay. Came in with a strategy. My first pick will be Alvin Kamara. Favorable matchup. Definitely. Coming off a bye. Going to get a ton of touches. PPR. I'm gonna confidently say that he's going to give me a result that is beneficial.
I won't lie. Shivers came on here last week and tried to finesse us. He thought giving us the first pick, we would take a running back, and then he would take two receivers, and he thought we would leave a running back for him. but we just could not let that happen. We went Eckler, Najee. Thought you were hopefully going to do that, and we were going to take Kamara too, but that's not what happened.
No. So I'm back, right?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. So my next pick, ooh. All right. I'm going to go Devontae Adams. I just think the value's there. I think the touches will be there for the same reason I like Kamara. I think he's going to have volume, and it'll be a good thing. It's a short thing.
For sure. I agree.
This week's already over. You guys are losing.
I like those picks, but we're going to end up with a better team for sure. I definitely have full faith in us. Matt, you're going to take us off with the next pick.
All right. So, obviously, tight end position of need. You got really two people to choose from. And I am looking here, and I see Darren Waller against the Eagles. As an Eagles fan, I don't know if I can sit there and root for Darren Waller against the Eagles. And obviously, I'm seeing a little bit of disappointment on Jimmy's face right now.
No way, he's about to do this.
So I think we're going to go with Travis Kelce for the sole purpose that I'm not watching Darren Waller go for 200 yards against my Eagles. So brutal. We'll take Travis Kelce with our second pick.
Man took the tight end when there was only two options.
Had to. I wasn't letting him take Kelce, bro.
Exactly. Now, see, this is where you guys are making mistakes because you gotta go flex there. Because
I agree,
you just gotta go flex there, right? There's two. In my opinion, there's two quarterbacks that are kind of a coin flip, and there's two tight ends that are a coin flip.
I did not expect that out of you, but
we've been doing that. But we're 0-2. We need a change.
Exactly, we need to change up.
Although I do have a little bit of pause here on my next pick.
You up, man?
I think this can go a lot of different directions.
All right, for our next pick, I mean. What Adams is doing for the Packers, honestly, unreal.
But he's taken by Marley's, unfortunately.
Oh, did he really just?
He did take Devontae Adams and Austin and Alvin Kamara.
What about?
It's up to you, my boy.
I think I gotta go. I see DK. I see DK Metcalf having a bounce back game.
So we're going DK Metcalf. And Travis Kelce with our second and third pick. Can't say I agree with these picks, but this is the team we're rocking with.
We are.
So we got Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce. Not too bad. Marley's, you're up. Next two picks.
Huh. All right. So I got to go flex first. And I'm a little torn. There's a guy who I think is going to have a big week, but it's been a little up and down. So I'm going to go with a little bit more of a safer pick. I'm going to go D-Hop in a good matchup against a bad team. I just think that they're going to put up points, and hopefully they come through him.
We were talking about earlier the Cardinals receivers all being a split, but I can't say this is a bad pick because coming against the Houston Texans 1-6, Cardinals offense just probably going to light them up.
But. I think I would say Mayo against the Houston Texans.
Yeah. I could see Michael David out there running some routes against the Texans and getting some catches.
And coming back, it's like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do you guys, I'm going to stack the Cardinals here, and I'm going to leave you guys Mahomes, and I'm going to just put all, if you want them, but I'm going to leave them there for you to make that decision. I'm going to go Kyler. And I'm going to say that Kyler and D-Hop are going to win me this week.
Okay, so he's got Kyler Murray, Alvin Kamara, Devontae Adams, and DeAndre Hopkins so far. Still needs a tight end, defense, and kicker. So for our team, like I said, we have Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce. We still need quarterback, flex, defense, and kicker. And I think there's a little bit of debate here. And since he can't take any more wide receivers or running backs, it's between Darrell Henderson, Jonathan Taylor, or DJ Moore for me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I'm thinking Darrell Henderson's been really solid. I think, I don't know how, he's been putting up like 20 points consistently every week he plays. Jonathan Taylor, definitely on the come up. Have him on my team, a little biased. And I don't know if I want to rely on him in two different scenarios. So I think I'm going to go with Darrell Henderson this week. I think he'll get the job done for the Rams again.
Against the Lions, too.
It's a great matchup.
Once again, you can play really anybody you want against the Lions.
We said that last week. Yeah. Sure. Like the Lions, have a good fantasy. You throw them in, yeah. And then I think we go kicker, quarterback here. No, we don't even need to go quarterback here. We can go defense, had the first option on defense. Cardinals against the Texans.
Love it.
Is definitely going to be my pick.
Oh, yeah, defense. Don't steal my stack. I'm riding the Cardinals. Don't do it.
But, yeah, we're going Cardinals. Yeah, we'll Cardinals. I can't let him get any more Cardinals players against this Texans. He's taking advantage of the Texans over there. So we're going to go Cardinals for the defense.
All right, so I got to go tight end, defense, kicker, right?
Yep.
So
any order.
My tight end will be Kelsey. And
unfortunately, Marley's, we did take Travis Kelsey.
Oh,
we did
Waller,
take Kelsey.
Waller.
He's going Waller.
Yeah. And
definitely who I wanted at tight end, but
no.
Yeah, he's gonna have a big week. Sorry. Boom. And let's see here. What did I write down? Oh well, I'll Matt Prater. I'll stay with Arizona.
He's going with all the Cardinals players possible. He's riding with the undefeated team.
Yes, we're Texans fans this week.
Okay, our options. We got kicker and quarterback here. Kicker. I'm saying Randy Bullock against the.
I like Randy Bullock as well.
Against the Chiefs.
Had him number one on our list.
I think that'll be a very high scoring game. If Derrick Henry can't get in the end zone, Randy Bullock's going to get us three. So that's what I'm rolling with. And then for quarterback, Matt, you got us?
I mean, obviously, I think it's a pretty clear pick. Got to take Pat Mahomes here. No questions asked.
Yeah, even though he's looking not too good, he had a bad week last week. Everyone thought Pat Mahomes played one of his worst weeks we've ever seen, and he still came out with 20 fantasy points.
Said it earlier in the show. A lot of people are expecting a big bounce back week from him, so hopefully that's what we get, and he's a game changer for us.
For sure. Marlies just has his defense left.
Yeah, so Goff going to the Rams. No way the Rams let him get going. The Rams D is going to absolutely pummel Jared Goff and the Lions this week, and therefore the Rams will be my D.
Actually, okay. Rams will not be the defense because last week we did have the Rams on the show. I was like, how did we miss that one? We do, like, I don't know if we repeated this today, but every week we do. Whoever got taken last week, you can't take this week. So if you hear a player on here, well, don't hear a player on here that you think should be on here, it's probably because of that. So.
All right, I should have followed the rules.
Can't go Rams or Colts.
Okay, so that leaves me with a couple interesting options here. Jets are bad. Patriots aren't as good as they used to be. Easy, Strauss. I'm going to go Bucks. I think Fields is not ready. And, you know, the Bucks are pretty...
That's who we had for our backup defense, just in case you took the Cardinals.
So, you know, for the first week, this, like, the first time we are projected to win this week.
This is the first time it's happened.
133 points projected for us and 122 projected for Marley's. Never before seen stuff right there. So, just saying.
It's the first time we're projected to win. I think it'll happen. We're going to come out on top. Can't go down 0-3. Yeah. All right, so to recap, we have Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback, Derrick Henry running back, wide receivers are DK Metcalf, and then Travis Kelce at tight end. Our flex is going to be Darrell Henderson. Defense is going to be the Cardinals, and Randy Bullock is our kicker. Marley's has Kyler Murray, Alvin Kamara, Davante Adams, Darren Waller, DeAndre Hopkins, Buccaneers defense, and Matt Prater. Projected 122 points, and we are projected 133.
Yeah, the projections mean absolutely
nothing. I think we can all agree on that. Projections do mean nothing. It just comes to see what happens on Sunday.
We do like a little bit of good fortune, though. Maybe this is the turn of the tide. 0-2 projected lower points. Now we're projected more. Maybe that's what we need. We'll see.
The fact that we didn't go with Case Keenum this week literally blows my mind. Nah. But that's going to wrap it up for today. That's all we got for the podcast.
Fantasy Big Football thank you, with the Mr. Boys. Marley's.
Shout out Marley's for coming in. Boys. We'll see you next time. Fantasy Football with the Boys. Woo!